I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Let's be clear, the president never said we should delay the presidential election. He did say there are questionable efforts being made to skew the election, and those efforts are being done on a number of levels. He did ask if the election cannot be held on a fair basis, should it be postponed? It was a question, not a threat, to postpone the election. So what are the efforts that are being made to sway the election? Mail-in ballots are an unsure way of conducting a national election. Otherwise, why would thousands of mail-in ballots have been thrown out in Florida, Nevada, and California, in addition to other states? California alone disqualified over 100,000 mail-in ballots in the spring primary due to either signatures that didn't match registration efforts or ballots that had no signatures at all. The concept of harvesting allows people to go to retirement homes and pick up the mail-in ballots with the stated intent of delivering those ballots to the registrar of voters. There's no guarantee those ballots will ever make it to their legally required destination. So the president simply asked the question in order to make people aware of the potential problems with modifying the voting process less than 100 days before the election. Last-minute changes have never been done before. All of this is ostensibly being done to address the threat of contracting the coronavirus. However, people are still going out to shop, to dine, to recreate, protest in close quarters, but it's being suggested that people can't stand in a socially distanced line to cast a vote. People can request an absentee ballot or vote early in the state of Nevada, but once again, efforts are still being made to change the voting protocols. Unfortunately, the Nevada governor signed the bill allowing for mail-in voting, and one could only wonder if he was supporting it in hopes the new methods will help elect a president from his own political party. Democrats accuse President Trump of expressing concerns about the upcoming election because they say he believes he will lose. They say the president is trying to cast a questionable pall on the election. What they don't say is that it was the very Democrat Party in 2016 that refused to accept the outcome of the presidential election that year. Right after the election, they suggested it was a bogus election controlled by Russia or some other outside source. They've refused to accept the outcome of that election up to this very date. The revered late Congressman John Lewis not only refused to accept the outcome of the 2016 election, he convinced 60 members of Congress to join him in boycotting Donald Trump's inauguration. In other words, play by our rules and make sure the outcome is in our favor, or we take our marbles and go home. Then, of course, there's the issue of presidential debates. Ever since 1960, it's become a standard part of every presidential election to have the presidential candidates engage in three debates and the vice presidential candidates engage in at least one debate. Now it's being proposed by Democrat Party operatives and left-wing commentators that Joe Biden should not debate President Trump. Some have suggested that in order for Biden to debate, he should demand President Trump admit to lying, agree that Democrats are telling the truth, and basically, well, surrender the election altogether. Joe Biden has shown himself to not being of a total sound of mind. Questions by press are pre-screened and arranged by his election staff. Democrats know that if Biden debates Donald Trump, he will get eaten alive. If Biden does back out of debates with the president, it will be seen as a weakness. The election should be held on November 3rd, and debates should go on as per the recent tradition. The American public will accept nothing less. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.